Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Greece reiterate their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership, review progress in various fields including trade, defence, shipping and connectivity. Foreign ministers of India and Thailand discuss bilateral ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments in New Delhi. Two terrorists killed in an encounter in Anantnag district of Kashmir. Govardhan Puja being celebrated all across the country today. Portals of Gangotri Dham in Uttarakhand closed for winter. In boxing, India's Krisha Verma clinches gold at Under-19 World Championships in Colorado, USA. And in cricket, India take a lead of 28 runs in first innings against New Zealand in Mumbai Test. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greece counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defence, shipping and connectivity. During the conversation, Mr. Mitsotakis congratulated Mr. Modi on his re-election following the general elections in India. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Thailand, Maris Sangyamphongsa, who is on a four-day visit to India, today met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the Thai Foreign Minister's visit for the Royal Katina ceremony exemplifies the long-standing historical and cultural relations between the two countries. They discussed India-Thailand ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments. Mr. Sangyamphongsa arrived in New Delhi on Thursday. He exchanged views with members of Vivekanand International Foundation yesterday in New Delhi and delivered a special address on Towards the Asian Century of Dhamma. He emphasized that Thailand and India have crucial role in spreading the teachings of Lord Buddha across the world in order to promote peace and sustainability. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks. He will also meet the leadership of Singapore to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. A total of 1,211 candidates have been left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of Assembly polls. Polling for 81-member Assembly will be held in two phases. The first phase of voting will be taking place on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 683 candidates are in fray for the first phase, while 528 candidates have been left in the fray for the second phase after withdrawal of candidature yesterday. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. In Kerala, with just 10 days left for the campaign for the by-polls to draw to a close, political parties are vigorously engaged in a fierce battle to grab voters' attention. In the three constituencies, the Wayanad parliamentary constituency and also in the two assembly constituencies of Chillakara Reserved and Palakkad, campaigning is already in top gear. A report by our correspondent.
In Wayanad, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will embark on a fresh round of campaign from tomorrow till Thursday, while leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi will hit the campaign trail on Monday. LDF candidate Satyan Mokeri is focusing today in meeting voters in Ernar constituency, while NDA candidate Navya Haridas is campaigning in Bateri region. In Palakkad, candidates are busy in door-to-door canvassing of votes. UDF candidate Rahul Mankutathil is focusing his attention on the southern municipal areas of Palakkad town, while LDF-supported independent Dr. P. Saran is campaigning in Vadapparambu, Chattakulagara Parambil areas. NDA candidate C. Krishnakumar's campaign is largely in Palakkad East area today. In Chelakkara Reserved constituency, Ramya Haridas of UDF, U.R. Pradeep of the CPI-M and K. Balakrishnan of the BJP are leaving no stones unturned, making all-out efforts to reach out to the voters. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
BJP has alleged that the Hemant Soren-led government in Jharkhand has cheated the youths of the state. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Jharkhand, election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan stated that if BJP is voted to power, a decision to fill up 2,87,000 government posts will be taken in the first cabinet meeting.
भारतीय जनता पार्टी का संकल्प है सरकार बनते ही पहली कैबिनेट में 2,87,000 खाली पदों को भरने का प्रस्ताव स्वीकृत किया जाएगा और हम कैलेंडर बनाएंगे पूरा किस तारीख को परीक्षा होंगी किसको रिजल्ट आएगा और किस तारीख को नियुक्ति पत्र दिया जाएगा साथ में ये संकल्प भी है हमारा पेपर लीक पूरी जांच होगी गलत तरीके से करी गई परीक्षा निरस्त होगी.
On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren said people will evaluate his work after exercising their right of franchise.
हमने क्या किया नहीं किया राज्य की जनता राज्य की महिलाएं राज्य के युवा इसको तय करेंगे.
BJP today hit out at the Congress saying that whenever the party comes in power in the state, in any state, it reels under economic hardships. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the economic condition of the states where Congress government is in power has deteriorated.
Congress apne kisi bhi promise ko kabhi bhi fulfill nahi kar pai. Aur jab jab wo satta mein aate hain, to us pradesh ke liye aur desh ke liye aarthik chunautiyan leke aate hain. हाल ही में उनकी सरकार जिन राज्यों में है उनमें कर्नाटक में जो इन्वेस्टमेंट था वो 1,63,000 करोड़ था 54,000 करोड़ पे आ गया. हिमाचल में कि हम पेट्रोल और डीजल के दाम कम कर देंगे आते ही 3-3 रुपए बढ़ा दिए.
द कमेंट्स ऑफ द बीजेपी हैव कम आफ्टर कांग्रेस चीफ मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे कॉशन्ड द कांग्रेस रूल्ड कर्नाटका गवर्नमेंट अबाउट मेकिंग ओनली दोज प्रोमिसेज दैट आर फिस्कली इम्प्लीमेंटेबल. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Hex handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
आसान है इजी है ऐप इसकी क्रेजी है आपकी ही मर्जी है अपना लो ये अर्जी है फेस का ऑथेंटिकेशन लाइफ का वेरिफिकेशन देना ही है कंपल्शन कर दिया सिंप्लीफिकेशन कहीं जाने की जरूरत कहाँ फेस ऑथेंटिकेशन कहाँ फिर भी जाने की जरूरत जहाँ डीएलसी के कैंप वहाँ कभी जाने की जरूरत कहाँ DOPPW जहाँ हम लोगों का पहल अनोखा बदला भारत कर धमाका.
वेलकम बैक टू द मिडडे न्यूज ऑन आकाशवाणी. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists have been killed in an ongoing gunfight with security forces in Halkan Gully area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the operation was launched by police and security forces after receiving a specific input about the presence of some terrorists in the area. The official said the suspicious movement near Halkan Gully was observed and challenged by vigilant troops. As a result, terrorists opened indiscriminate fire on troops who effectively retaliated, resulting in elimination of two terrorists. The identity of the slain terrorists is being ascertained. The operation in the area was going on till the reports last came in. Meanwhile, the gunfight between security forces and terrorists continues in another encounter in Kanyar area of Srinagar city. The encounter broke out in Kanyar after a cordon and search operation in the area. Govardhan Puja is being celebrated all across the country today. For centuries, it has been a tradition of celebrating Govardhan Puja on the next day of Diwali. It is observed to commemorate the triumph of Lord Krishna over the god of rain, Lord Indra. As a ritual, Govardhan Parvat is made with cow dung outside the entrance of the house and people worship cows on this day. This day is also celebrated as Annakoot, and on this auspicious day, devotees perform special puja. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended greetings to the countrymen. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Lord Krishna not only protected mankind through Govardhan Mountain, but also protected the entire living world. In Madhya Pradesh, various programs are being organized on the occasion of Govardhan Puja today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav participated in the state-level program organized in Bhopal. On this occasion, he said that Govardhan Puja is a symbol of our culture and the Diwali of our farmers start with Govardhan Puja.
Har tyohar parv se humko jeevan ke vividh rahasyo se parichay bhi aata hai. Sachche arth mein Deepavali to kisano ki Diwali hai. भारत कृषि प्रधान देश है, ऐसे में हमारे अपने सह अस्तित्व की भावना का सर्वोच्च प्रमाण है ये हमारी गोमाताओं के साथ हमारे संबंधों की व्याख्या। किसानों की आय बढ़ाने में गोवंश का सबसे बड़ा योगदान है, इसलिए गोपालन को बढ़ावा देना ये पशुपालन कल्याण मंत्रालय के माध्यम से हम लगे हैं।
इन व्यू ऑफ द छठ फेस्टिवल द रेलवेज are operating special trains for the convenience and smooth travel of passengers. The special trains are being operated in the national capital from Anand Vihar in New Delhi and Nizamuddin railway stations. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said, during the festival season, over 3,200 special trains are being operated by Northern Railways from major railway stations in the Delhi region. He added that over 80 special trains are being operated today towards the eastern region from Delhi.
छठ पर्व को ध्यान में रखते हुए त्यौहार मनाने वालों के लिए उत्तर रेलवे ने विशेष इंतजाम किए हैं। इस बार 3200 से ज्यादा स्टेप्स का संचालन कर रहे हैं हम लोग। डेट वाइज स्पेशल ट्रेन की बात करें तो आज 2 नवंबर है। दिल्ली और आसपास के जो इम्पोर्टेंट स्टेशन है जैसे नई दिल्ली, आनंद विहार, निजामुद्दीन, इन स्टेशनों से पूर्व के क्षेत्र वहां के लिए करीब 80 से ज्यादा गाड़ियां उत्तर रेलवे चला रहा है।
The U.S. Defense Department has announced additional security assistance for Ukraine worth an estimated $425 million. The Pentagon in a statement yesterday said that the aid under the Presidential Drawdown Authority package is meant to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. It is the 69th tranche of equipment to be provided from the U.S. Defense Department inventories for Ukraine since August 2021. On to sports. In boxing, India's Krisha Verma has clinched the gold medal at the Under-19 World Championships in Colorado, USA. Krisha defeated Lyrica Simon of Germany 5-0 to win the gold medal in the women's 75kg category. Krisha also became the first Indian to clinch a title at the Under-19 World Boxing Championships. Five more female boxers will be in contention for the gold medals. In the men's section, Hemant Sagwan in the 90kg event will compete for the gold medal as he takes on the US boxer Rishon Sims in the final. In cricket, India took a lead of 28 runs against New Zealand in their first innings on the second day of the third and final test match in Mumbai. India were all out at 263 runs in their first innings. On day one yesterday, the visitors were all out for 235 runs in their first innings. New Zealand were 26 for 1 in their second innings at T when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Greece reiterate their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership, review progress in various fields including trade, defence, shipping and connectivity. Foreign ministers of India and Thailand discuss bilateral ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments in New Delhi. Two terrorists killed in an encounter in Anantnag district of Kashmir. Govardhan Puja being celebrated all across the country today. Portals of Gangotri Dham in Uttarakhand closed for winter. In boxing, India's Krisha Verma clinches gold at Under-19 World Championships in Colorado, USA. And in cricket, India take a lead of 28 runs in first innings against New Zealand in Mumbai Test. And with that, we end the midday news.